a las carpas de nuestro circo filosófico y musical. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na, 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 na.
La música. La música es el sonido armonioso del cosmos. Todos tenemos necesidad de armonía en nuestro espíritu. Por lo tanto, cantemos un poco, bueno. Más fuerza.
No tengas miedo si ahora te margina la sociedad. Yeah. No te miedo, si ahora te margina la sociedad, porque más tarde ella misma que seguirá, porque más tarde ella misma que seguirá, reconoce tu verdad, reconoce tu verdad, reconoce tu verdad, tu verdad, tu verdad, tu verdad. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na, 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 na na na.
Para todos los seres humanos de la tierra, ¿no es verdad? ¿Eh? Voy a cantar eso que dice: no tengas miedo si ahora te margina la sociedad. Y ustedes, hermanos, serán el eco de mi canto. Bueno, más vida.
No tengas miedo si ahora te margina la sociedad. Yeah. No tengas miedo si ahora margina la sociedad, porque más tarde ella misma te seguirá, porque más tarde ella misma te seguirá, reconoce tu verdad, reconoce tu verdad, reconoce tu verdad, tu verdad, tu verdad, tu verdad. Na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na, na 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 na, na na.
Gracias, muchas gracias.
We'll be right back. Elliot, Asir e Bora, شکست وای به موج طوفان نپیچد امشب لرات ما ترانه های ماهی گیر به چشم دختری گوه روان شود ستاره ها جدا ز آسمان شود به چشم دختری گوه روان شود ستاره ها جدا ز آسمان شود گر امشب های سوی بندر نیاید روحم گم شد در طوفان ها دیگر نیاید بیا که تا ابد تو را صدا کنم به روی ماست خدا خدا کنم بیا که تا ابد تو را صدا کنم به روی ماست خدا خدا کنم اسیر باران شکست باید به موج طوفان نپیچد امشب لب راست ما ترانه های ما میگیرم به چشم دختری گوهر روان شود ستاره ها جدا ز آسمان شود به چشم دختری گوهر روان شود ستاره ها جدا ز آسمان شود گر امشب قایق سوی بندر نیاید شد در طوفان ها دیگر نیاید بیا که تا ابد تو را صدا کنم به روی ماسه ها خدا خدا کنم بیا که تا ابد تو را صدا کنم به روی ماسه ها خدا خدا کنم
check, check.
سلام حبيبة
تس تس
سلام حبيبة
docking, dry docking, wet docking left, dry docking right. Scissor me.
غبي 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 كنت أنا من يوم ما عرفتك ما
تحس تس
سلام حبيبة
Thank you.
Valencia.fm.
That is right, everybody. It is Dive Bar Radio right here on RadioValencia.fm. My name is DJ Straight Willie Dills. It is 1:26 a.m. on a Sunday night. We never miss our call time. Everybody knows that. Of course, we got DJ Contagion, otherwise known as DJ Shawa. Welcome back, Shawa.
I'm glad to be back.
We're glad to have you back. Also, you were in Hawaii. It killed me. It was horrible. I hated it.
Please.
I hated every second of it.
About what happened.
And we're also joined, of course, by DJ Stairs.
Pew pew.
We got DJ Curmudgeon.
Yes.
DJ Slimy. DJ Dish.
Anal.
Do we have a DJ name yet?
Docking.
We'll work on that. Don't worry though. But here we are, back again. Dive Bar Radio.
Is there a DJ Anal?
Not yet. But there could be. We'll be right back after this.
You're welcome.
close, pal.
Hello, my friend!
Radio Valencia. FM.
And we are back.
You're welcome.
Dive Bar Radio right here on Radio Valencia. FM. Once again, my name is DJ Straight Willie Dills, joined by the whole crew. I got the funnest crew. Oh my God, we're breaking things already? That's okay.
It's my right.
That's okay. I think it was broken when we got here.
Your birthday, you can break things if you want.
That's right. That's DJ Shawa. Back in the house. Back in the house, baby. We miss you, DJ Shawa.
So much we didn't even come here.
We did not come here last week.
No, you're right.
By the way, do you know how dedicated she is to Dive Bar Radio? She was going to call in from Hawaii.
I would have.
She was ready.
I was ready.
We didn't get that pay phone working.
Yeah, and we got to get into your trip at some point, of course.
I love LSD.
I heard, conflicting reviews.
Oh, about that DMT,
I've been
though.
Trying to climb out of it.
Uh-huh. Well, we're back.
You want me to get back into it?
We'll later, not yet.
Okay.
Of course, we also have DJ Curmudgeon, also known as Lucas with a K.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know, bird. Hunt is also with a K.
There's a lot of noises going on over here, and that's okay. It's your
just
birthday.
Just have it in your hand like a
we
talk
forgive
show host.
You.
No. There's no forgiving.
Okay, this man's in a band. He can definitely help
fucking
you with
Lori Povich that shit. Just
we also have, that's DJ Dish over here.
You're welcome.
Hi. Yeah. Good to have you back. We got DJ Slimy in the house.
Yes.
Yeah, ma'am. Uh-huh. And the woman of the hour.
Oh, yes.
The birthday girl.
There's no intro.
DJ like Stare. Well.
Oh my God!
There is. There's more than you even know.
All right, okay. No.
Are you ready for it? I mean, should we just,
I don't know.
Should we get into it right now?
Yes, get into her right now.
No.
I think we'll.
Trish.
I think what we'll do is we'll do the first segment. We do the first segment, and then we'll use that to get into.
Why are you wearing your birthday
the next
hat like
segment.
A unicorn?
She's
oh my God, because I am a corn.
She's a mythical being from another dimension.
This is the third candle that DJ.
Are we just lighting off all the candles?
I bought them.
Okay.
Want to see my Amazon?
Then use them as your name.
She didn't shoplift them. She bought them.
She bought them, dude.
If I could steal from Amazon, though, I
that's not how we do it in the mission, Trish.
No, we keister them.
Oh, you want to steal your food in the mission?
Wait.
We keister them and then we run.
Yeah. I have a video of a guy jacking
we
off
buy a bag of chips.
Hey,
and then we walk out with a lot of other stuff.
I get to actually talk today because I have
as much as you want.
Free reign.
Whenever you're talking, I will mute all the other mics if you want.
Sorry to our listeners.
Our listener.
Come on. No,
shout out.
No, there's multiple.
No, there's
what
many.
Did I prove?
They're just not wearing pants.
Call in.
Hey.
Like they're winning the pooing.
Neither was I.
They're winning the pooing. Hey, just a shirt and no pants. Okay. And hot.
Now it's time. Poo. Hold on. She has the conch.
Shh.
The what?
It's a conch.
Okay.
The conch. Fine.
Shout out. I was going to say shout out to DJ Curmudgeon who just like magically understood the right way to readjust my mic so that I wasn't doing.
He's in a band.
The whole no, but it was exactly the right angle.
I'm sure.
I know how things should go in like your face.
Uh-huh. Is it phallic?
I'm sure that you've had, dude, Lucas. I'm sure you have had a show where nothing is working.
I've had so many shows where nothing's working.
The sound guy is an ass, and you have to just fucking figure it out.
I mean, I've had shows where I literally looked in the booth and I was like, "There isn't even a fucking sound guy."
Yeah,
there.
Where is he? He's outside.
I gave you $20 before this ever even started.
He's like, smoking his American Spirit. Yeah, he will never be back.
That's a bartender break, dickhead.
Yeah.
Wrong business.
45 minute.
Hey,
but we are here today. Not only to celebrate the return of DJ Shawa, but to celebrate the 21st birthday of one DJ Stairs.
Is this legal?
Finally.
I can legally get shifties. Legal.
I've been giving you shifties for this whole ass time.
Oh. Well,
that's crazy.
That's a no for not doing the I-9.
So what does beer taste like?
I get shifty means something else.
Well, we're very excited. She came back from Mission Bar. Which Mission Bar, just nothing but happiness happens at Mission Bar. Then you came back,
it's
walked
32
in,
yards away.
Yeah, it's close. Walked back in to chocolate cake minutes. Shots, which she apparently never had.
See,
and
my fucking
horns,
mind.
Hats,
shout out to
everybody
DJ
hugging.
Zola.
It was beautiful, right, Maddie?
I'm
it was
so
beautiful.
I almost cried, but I've had enough Zoloft today that I actually
good. Thank God.
I know.
That's
I
feel how
that's what are we doing now?
Same fucking way.
She knows what that is.
Oh.
I can't.
What is it?
I love it though. What is that?
This is. We're going to do this show.
Uh-huh.
This I was given this. It is a.
Oh, that's a present.
A knockoff Lego. Flower.
Lego set.
It's a flower. There's directions.
Okay.
By the end of the show,
I need Legos.
By the end of the show,
we
will
switch. People, and we you will work build on this. It, work
yeah.
on it, work on it.
Oh, we no. will build this. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got big clothes.
I might
big
eat one.
So, I told DJ Shawa about this already.
Or the suppositories.
Yeah, well, yeah. We got a bunch of old people in here who can't see.
Yeah.
If you don't
yeah.
have any,
fine. We need the large Legos. Remember those when you were a kid?
Yeah, Duplo.
Duplos and Lockbox.
Duplos. Bring back Duplos.
Honestly, bring back Lincoln Logs.
Yes.
I shit them out and they're still there. I can build stuff with them.
Yes.
Lucas.
What did I do?
I'd like to bring back underoos.
I'd like
underoos.
Okay.
They were.
You don't have them still?
Okay, first of all.
I mean, they're there forever.
All right, let's go around the
I'd
room
like
real quick.
I'd like Duplo dildos.
The first oh, toy.
Which brings me to.
Pew.
The first toy that you ever got excited about. Go. DJ Dish. First toy.
Oh, the one that I flexed the hardest about uh-huh. was when I got 6 Cabbage Patch Kids when moms were getting killed and trampled for like not getting any.
Did you say
and I got 6?
Okay.
What was the cards that were the so version jealous. Of that?
Garbage Pail.
Garbage Pail Kids.
I have them all.
They made a movie. There's a movie.
Why?
Oh, didn't see it.
It probably holds up. DJ Stairs, first toy you were really excited about.
Skip me. I'll go last.
Okay. DJ Slimy.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna go with the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Oh wow. We're double dipping on the Cabbage
Yo,
Patch
that's
Kids.
When motherfuckers would die in
okay.
kids' presents. None of this.
DJ Curmudgeon.
No, I didn't have any.
No? Yeah.
I had never made my dad.
I didn't have toys.
You can't. You
so
can't.
That's,
literally
that's why
can't
I said skip me.
The gun I found in my dad's gun safe.
No, I had guns of
free. Did you get like a flute?
Video games.
When he was 3.
But you got rabbits.
None of it was mine.
No, you got rabbits.
The first rabbit I was given, I had to kill.
And you
had just the Prado
voice.
Yeah. I had to kill it and eat it.
Yeah,
we were that hungry.
I learned how to.
Hey, one at a time. One at a time.
I never had new toys unless I bought them myself.
We didn't say new.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
If you watch your brothers and sisters play with them, it's not the same.
Okay. What cardboard box was your favorite?
Nude
Please
toys.
Tell us about it.
My house.
Nude toys.
Well, we have that Sergio blow-up doll still.
Okay, oh, yeah. I saw that.
We
Madeline
pull
showed
that.
Me it. And
I know
died.
Where it is.
It doesn't have a dick. I can't
no,
fuck it.
But, well.
Showed you.
You want to dock with it?
No, dude. I mean, I'm an idiot when I look at it.
You can always add it on later, okay?
DJ Shawa, first you toy you remember as a child. That you were stoked.
I wasn't. No I doctor. Didn't have toys. I had learning. What are they called?
Books.
Educational tools.
Tools. Sure.
Yes.
So yeah. Did I? But
they're
I
like here's a
patches.
Here's a square thing. Figure out which hole that goes
I
into.
I did really
like,
like.
All right, fucking idiot.
I've
like,
done that
this
too.
One.
With my ass.
I know that that
it goes in my mouth.
That served me well during adolescence. Yeah.
All right. My first favorite toy. That I remember was the He-Man toys, which is very pertinent to today. There's a He-Man movie coming out. I just saw the
is
trailer for it.
Another yeah. one?
Yes.
Who plays
so,
it's called Master of the Universe.
It's called Master of the Universe, yeah. Yes. It looks like it's actually... It looks like it might be decent.
Who's She-Ra?
Who's playing him?
Some guy I don't know.
Hopefully She-Ra's Asian.
I think it was the right call. It was the right call.
No, She-Ra's...
She-Ra is black, I think. Or half black.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. She-Ra should be.
What's her other half?
They just don't stay.
She should be ethnically undecipherable. You know?
I mean, she'd make a good
She-Ra
heap.
She-Ra was very.
You know who Skeletor is?
One of us.
You know who Skeletor is?
He wants to look like him.
She-Ra was yeah. ethnically ambiguous.
Yes.
He's what happens when you're She-Ra anorexic and muscular.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they Skeletor. Picked the absolute worst fucking person ever
hair.
To play Skeletor. But
like,
it's fine.
Kind of like Phoebe Cates or something.
Okay.
That bitch had brown hair.
So but let me tell you this. The He-Man toys that I got were like pretty fucking big.
Uh-huh.
And then the epic next level was they had these ones where you could spin the chest piece, and after one spin, there would be one slash. You spin it again, two
oh,
slashes.
No, flip over
and I'd rather
and then you spin,
spin
it again, and then you're like, oh, he's dead now. So we actually came up with like fun games to play.
I'd
with
rather
them.
Spin the groin piece.
Well, the cod piece?
Lord knows I have.
Yeah, yeah. You spin it once, half chub. You spin it again.
What's it going to be today?
Mad crazy boner. Yeah, yeah, yeah. By the way, I'm surprised nobody said Barbie.
Barbie has nothing.
I had it all.
Because in that era,
I'm going to change my answer.
Every girl loved the Barbie.
I wasn't allowed to play with Barbies.
Everybody loved the Barbies when I was a little kid.
I wasn't allowed to play.
I had them all.
Even my gay cousin, who we knew was gay instantly because he liked Barbies, and we're like, oh, okay, we get it.
Did he love Barbies?
Yeah, no, I wasn't allowed Barbies.
Yeah,
you should see how they branched out.
It was funny because we were like, I was 5 years older, so I'm like 10, he's 5. He likes Barbies. I'm playing with G.I. Joes and fucking Matchbox cars. And I was like, oh, okay, I get it. Cut to like 15 years later. He's like, Willie, I have to tell you something. I'm like, no, you don't. You don't, actually. We're good, bro. We've always been good.
I like it when my like most effeminate male friends come out to their families.
Sure.
And their families are like, what?
Yeah. You're like, really?
I just thought he was like super, like, I don't know.
Yeah, he's just really funny.
Really industrious with his facial hair.
Honestly, I've had a handful of friends whose parents were just so incredulous. Like, just like, what the? Like,
yeah.
He preens.
Why how could you do this? And I was like,
he just has really good skin.
Wow.
Teacher
has something to say.
Can DJ Enzo come in?
Of course.
Who's that?
Okay. Well, the problem is we're down a mic. I wish this mic worked.
Did they bring a snack?
We've always been down a mic.
Yeah.
Did they bring a snack, though?
No, DJ You're Enzo.
I want DJ Enzo on the pod. Yes, absolutely. DJ Enzo, jump in.
He might not cooperate, but he'll...
Yeah.
He'll lay there and look cute.
Yeah, well, we all... Look, everyone needs a mascot.
Lucas, I'm desperate to make eye contact with you.
I like that DJ Curmudgeon over there is wearing his Hall shirt. Like, teamwork, baby.
Yeah, with my DBR hat.
Makes the dream work with the DBR hat. This man is wearing all the merch.
Yeah, he might be vying for the mascot position.
This is our biggest fan right here.
I know.
We're going to crack this code.
Okay.
I picked out some dirty clothes.
Maddie over here is, she's hard at work doing some science.
I had some very pleasant regular guests give me a Lego flower small thing.
I love it.
To do. Uh-huh. And they said it was a quote-unquote 5-minute activity. And I said,
have you met me?
I paused for like 8 to 10 seconds, and I said, oh, I'm communing with my half brain cell to see if it's like, you know, down for the task, which wasn't really a joke, but anyway, now I have it, so, and I'm drunk enough to,
those pieces are so...
You're not drunk enough if you can actually still figure that out.
First of all.
Second of all.
Okay,
let's move to third of all and see what we get there.
I'm not even the math.
I also feel
let's go backwards from third of all.
Okay, I also feel like we're losing track of the plot here.
Oh.
Of course.
Okay, by the way, show notes are for fucking losers. Yeah. I don't have those.
Yo, get the plot.
I don't have those. We don't have show notes tonight.
No, we don't.
We fly by the seat of our pants.
Yes.
Are we wearing pants? By the way, it is radio. We do not have to wear pants.
I did have to. I did
pants optional.
I literally didn't have pants on before I came out.
Good.
I was enjoying non-pants time.
By the way, we also might soon have the technology here at Radio Valencia to have people call in.
Without pants on?
Yeah, of course. I hope they're all jerking off when they call in. It's like Omegle.
Okay, this is what I'm saying when I say we're losing track of the plot.
It's like Omegle, but like, you know... pirate radio version of that.
Hey.
All right.
It's her birthday.
Listen, you are driving the show right now.
This is literally the one.
And in fact, this is
class this up, bro.
Maddie, you are missing your time to be building your playlist.
No, she's not.
You need
her birthday. She doesn't miss shit.
You didn't give me the signal.
Well, the signal is now.
Okay. Well, the signal was supposed to be.
I go like this. I tap three times. Then I.
All right.
And if you don't pick, then I'm gonna pick.
Then I tap two times. And I adjust my party hat.
Who the fuck counts this much?
And then my balls come out.
Abacus user.
Just my balls, not my dick.
Okay.
It's hard to do, by the way, but it can be done.
Okay, DJ Willie Dills. It is way too early in the show.
Straight Willie Dills, thank you very much.
As opposed to the...
Why do you have to emphasize that it's straight? That's thing number one.
Thing
number two.
There's a thing.
I know. But thing number two.
Well, the other one is bent Willie Dills. Yes.
It is...
Sorry.
No. But it's way too early in the show to be talking about taking your balls out. Give it an hour.
Okay, I already beat...
I start the show that way.
I mean, I was already talking about that before the show.
Shawa's balls have been out this whole time.
Yeah.
But the people want that.
I was like,
so you're saying the people don't want my balls?
Oh, I'm like, you're going to sweep me? You're going to try to sweep me on the pool table? I'm going to put my balls out.
So,
I am gonna
show up. So glad you're back.
You
oh
want my
God.
Balls sugar. On the table? I'll give you more balls on the table.
I missed you so much, DJ Shawa. Can I just tell you the week without you? Thank God, DJ Curmudgeon and me got to hang out a few times. But
yeah, I mean, it was.
You're making it
yeah.
sound.
It wasn't even worth being anywhere.
No, I know. I felt like I should just. Yeah. I should just go to sleep.
I came to work and lay down at the bottom. I was like, get your own shit.
By the way, we did have one of the best Sundays ever when you weren't here. DJ Curmudgeon was there. It was DJ Maddie, me, and DJ Lucas Curmudgeon. Sergio came in, and I didn't even see him. I get a text. He's like, yeah, I was told that you didn't need me. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, we're good. And then we worked one of the busiest Sundays I think we've had in a while.
Almost 4K.
And it was awesome. Yeah. The whole day was great.
We all got through it somehow.
Yeah.
As a communal group.
And I looked at the tips. You guys did very well.
Also, I just want to say, it's not no your DJ stairs. It's DJ Broken Escalator.
DJ Broken Escalator.
I like DJ Dumbwaiter.
DJ Powell Street Bart Station.
DJ Dumbwaiter.
I never broke the dumbwaiter at our house, but I almost did.
Man, all right, so God, a dumbwaiter. So here we got a few things. We got a few things we got to get to tonight. We got who is the biggest slut? Thank you, DJ Shawa. She is back.
I win.
I'm also gonna debut a couple of songs for you guys. I'm gonna debut the. So I don't know if you guys, while DJ Shawa was in Hawaii, I was busy shopping our buddy comedy sitcom to all the networks. And we got picked up. So I went in and I built or I made our theme song. So next time we go
every single instrument.
Yeah,
sings every part on it.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Even
he produced,
my part.
Mixed, engineered it. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He teabagged this music.
Of course.
Bro, I teabagged all day at work and no one cares.
No one cares.
We also have a song specifically for Maddie to celebrate her life and how much she means to us. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a This Is Your Life, Maddie, basically.
Is it by Dawkin?
We are going to build an AI song tonight. By the way, this conversation is totally being picked up on the mics. I'm so sorry, guys. Yeah. I don't want you not to
I condone talk. Your cake combos.
But we also have... another song I want to play that's going to happen later. It's sad. It sucks. If you are a listener, if you're a fan of the show, you might understand that we lost DJ Pretty Eyes in the last week. We talked about it 2 weeks ago. So there is going to be a song based on that later. But also, DJ Stairs is going to be driving all of the music tonight. So can't wait for that. Very excited about that. I'm looking at, she's three songs in so far. She's working hard, diligent. By the way, this will kind of suggest stuff that maybe after you put three in.
I'm going to destroy your Spotify algorithm.
No, please do.
Yeah, fuck it up.
Oh, it's too late already.
So you're telling me that it's not going to suggest nothing but Green Day and Rancid forever now?
Thank God. Oh, wait, never mind. It's Maddie's music.
You wish.
Dios mio.
Are you loading up the list right now?
She's loading up the list. Yeah.
Can you put on a song by the Merry Widows?
Merry Widows.
Yes.
DJ Maddie? DJ Stairs?
Yes.
Can you put on a song by the Merry Widows?
She can put on whatever she wants because it's her birthday.
Well, I mean, yeah, we're asking. We're only asking.
Well, she's well this is about it.
It's a shout out to my homegirl who just got married in Hawaii.
Shout out, homegirl.
I got to meet her whole band.
How do you spell Mary?
Like Mary, like ha ha ha.
M E R R Y?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, like Christmas.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, there, the Merry Widows. Yep, you got it. You got it.
Latin meaning anal.
So, can I just also say the last couple weeks at the hall have been a test? But also
pregnancy test?
Positive. Yes. Men can get pregnant if they're stressed out enough.
Just look at my belly.
We're not losing the plot. This is radio. This is how radio works.
What book is this?
It's tangents. It's tangential. But
Pangea?
It really has solidified that I really love this place. I want to make it work. Like, I feel like, you know, we power through. We get to the next thing.
I mean,
we move on. And you know,
some songs I was gonna smoke.
Okay.
I'm
well, here's what we're gonna do. Here's what we're gonna do. Natty, we're gonna. I just noticed that you have my whiskey in your hands. That's
her birthday, dude.
It's her birthday.
All the shit in here is hers.
Yeah.
She also has my whiskey to her right.
Of course, she took a lot from me back in NAMM.
All of the whiskey, everything right, on the table.
Her candles, her cool
Pada tea. Cheers. Cheers.
I don't have anything to cheers with.
Magic. Should we?
Do you have a?
Wait, hold on. Clinky, clinkly. I have a toast.
Anal.
A toast, DJ Stairs.
Well,
when you started at the hall, I have some words.
Do I have to drink it from my hat?
Yes, drink it out of your hat, please.
Your hat?
I have some words. Wait, no, drink it out of this horn. But when you pour it in, I blow the other end.
Oh my God!
What
is it, a South American tribe?
You pour it in a birthday hat.
If you tell me by mouth you mean ass, I'm gonna be really upset.
Well, how drunk do you want to get?
Fool me three times.
You ever heard of butt chugging?
This tampon is up me.
All right, couple words. I raise my pint of Jim Beam to DJ Stairs. When DJ Stairs joined us, we were happy to have you. Didn't have a lot of experience in this world. She came a long way, and she has now become everybody's favorite fucking server in the place. And I'm not talking shit. That's
I let real. Her behind the bar now.
I know.
That's
huge, bro. That is huge. So
I got to pour a beer today.
So DJ Stairs,
there was no negative customer feedback.
Okay.
Also, you poured that beer perfectly. I was proud of you.
Every time you give feedback to DJ Stairs, she learns it, applies it, and is better the next time. And then the money comes in. Also, she keeps rocking through and dropping 20s in that tip jar.
And
which
this show does not even get mad.
Yeah, well.
She does at the people?
Yes.
Well,
not at the people.
Yeah. Fucking murder
she knows. She knows the rule. You do. You get mad inside the walk-in.
No.
That's where you get mad.
I don't go in the walk-in.
Mad, sad.
You're screaming in booth.
You walk in.
Coking in the walk-in.
Screaming in the booth.
First of all, I don't go in the walk-in because it's way too cold in there, and I have to dress like I dress so that we all get cash tips, motherfuckers.
I go in there for that reason exactly because my nipples are amazing.
Yes. Your nipples are amazing.
Dude,
you told me today that you got stuck in the walk-in.
Hard as rock.
Oh, the old stupid bitch fucking chef closed me in there.
Cheers to DJ Maddie. Happy birthday.
Mad's happy birthday, bud.
Mad props to DJ Maddie. Every time I see you on the schedule, I'm stoked.
I wonder if you're going to show up.
But that's not. There's bigger worries.
Every time I see you, I'm so happy. And I tell everyone, I love her so much. And they look at me weird because I don't love people that much that fast, ever. Ever.
That's what I've been told.
All right, so.
No, I hate everyone. I love it.
In honor of that, Maddie, before we get to your playlist, before we get to the first song on your playlist, which we will, we're about to take a break. I'm gonna play you the song that I made for you. So everybody, buckle in.
I don't have a seat.
Trish, hold my hand.
Buckle in, everybody. Now we know how this works. It is AI.
It's Willie.
But I wrote the lyrics. I told it a lot of things.
Hold on,
I went through like 20 iterations before
seconds.
I got to the one that I that is now
give me
in
two
front
seconds.
Of us.
I've just looked at your laptop screen, which I don't often do.
Uh-huh.
And I've just seen
well,
how
don't
you spelled,
look at this part.
I've
of
just
it.
Seen how you spelled curmudgeon.
Stop it. We know.
There's
I'm
a J in there.
Because I drove here.
I'm not going to change this.
How is there so much in here?
Anyway, carry on.
Okay, so here we go. Everybody,
it's like dungeon.
After this break,
we are. Dive Bar Radio, right here on RadioValencia.fm, with all of my favorite people celebrating DJ Stair's birthday, and this is the song dedicated to her. Last night, after I closed, I went home.
Totally sober.
I drank about half of a pint of whiskey and sat down and did this. And it was great. And here we go. So, DJ Maddie, DJ Stairs, I hope you enjoy this. This is for you.
Yeah.
Come on!
Dive Bar Radio on Radio Valencia. .fm.
Tonight is your night.